Checking back in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good, Joe. How are you doing?
Getting through March here pretty quickly, and so far, knock on all kinds of wood, the weather's cooperating.
Spring's on the way.
Exactly. That means a lot of outdoor stuff going to be happening soon.
We'll be busy with that stuff soon, I'm sure. The outside patios and all.
Right. Yep. How'd the meeting go this week?
Good, very good. We had 6 items on the agenda, and let me get started. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of the Interfaith Social Service for a special use permit for their 50th anniversary Stop the Stigma 5K on Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 a.m. The race begins and ends at the Kennedy Center. Rick Doan was there to talk about the Stop the Stigma 5K. This is probably the eighth time they've had it here in Quincy, but 50 years of Interfaith Social Services. StopTheStigma5K.org if anyone wishes to sign up for the race. This is, very important to Interfaith Social Services. This is their main fundraising effort for mental health awareness. And it's such a big issue that last year they had over 700 runners, and hoping to make it even bigger this year. And their numbers are already up. They're looking at probably 800 runners for, and such a important mental health awareness. Just they do a great job there helping the citizens of Quincy as well as all throughout the Commonwealth. So again, that is Saturday, April 27th at 8:30 a.m. Stop the Stigma K5K.org. That went through 5-0 with, of course, the Quincy Police motorcycle and police helping along the route. And Rick Doan couldn't say enough about the Quincy Police and all they do to help. So that went through, and looking forward to that. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of Granite Chin Promotions for a special use permit, 1-day liquor license for a professional boxing event on May 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Quincy Youth Arena, 60 Murphy Memorial Drive. Christopher Traietti was there to speak about this event. This is to raise money for Quincy Youth Hockey. The Quincy Youth Arena had already planned on melting the ice prior to this event, so the ice will be melted. Therefore, they'll be seating around the inner parameters of the rink as well. John McNeil from the Fowler House is working with Christopher Traietti. They will use the concession stand there for the 1-day liquor license as well as food from the Fowler House. They are working with closely with the Quincy Police for security details and traffic details as well. They have worked with Our Lady of Good Counsel for parking in their parking lot, as well as Quincy Youth Arena parking lot as well. And there'll be a detail traffic officer on C Street. So that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Frozen Freddy's, Stephanie Kozlowski and Julie McKeon, proposed managers for the common victual license for the premise located at 435 Washington Street. Due to a change of ownership, no changes to the existing operations. If If you've been to Frozen Freddy's, you know Dawn. She was the owner for 30 years and is now retiring. Stephanie and Julie w have worked there since they were teenagers and are now taking over the operations and ownership there. They will need an inspection from the health and fire department before they can open up. But they'll shorter do that and be opening up soon under new ownership and management.
Speaking of spring, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. Well, congratulations to Dawn. That's great. And
Yeah,
welcome
30
to the, but
years.
I'm glad it's staying.
I know, it's a staple for sure.
Yep.
Agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Quincy Hungry Tummy Inc. for a cabaret license for the premise located at 35 Franklin Street for Moxon Bittencourt. The owner there would like to offer people some live entertainment while they have something to eat and drink there at Quincy Hungry Tummy. He said maybe an acoustic or perhaps maybe some karaoke. So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number five, hearing regarding the request of Shabu Shabu One Inc., doing business as Hot Pot One for a cabaret license for the premise located at 7 Billings Road. Ming Jiang was there. And this is going to be Detective Brown and I went out yesterday and looked at Shabu Shabu One. It's the old Walsh's. For those people that have been around Quincy for quite some time, it's a big, big restaurant. They've done a beautiful job of setting up Hot Pot there. They have a room close to the back that they have probably 12 Hot Pots in and some room for karaoke there. And this is also a new concept. They probably have 30 employees that do a long shift between 9:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. There's a big place downstairs, basement level that they have for their employees to go rest, relax. And they can do karaoke down there. So there's no food or drink down there. It's
Okay.
just an entertainment spot for them and rest area for them because it is
Just for
a
the
long
employees.
day for the employees. Yeah. They're looking to draw people in to work there, and they hope that they have it in Copley already and one other area. So they're trying to get employees to come and make a day of it. So, yeah. So a new concept, but it's been working for them in their other facilities. So Friday and Saturday they are open till 11 and Sunday through Thursday 9:30 to 10, and that went through 5-0. Agenda item number six, hearing regarding the request of Drew Auto Sales Inc. for a Motor 2 license for their premise located at 519 Quincy Ave, formerly Finest Auto. Proposed manager Andrew Kuya, proposed hours of operation 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. Andrew Kuya was there. He has been working as a used car dealer for 6 years now. He would like to have up to 35 cars on the lot, which is acceptable under the ordinance. He is going to be the only employee there for now, hoping to expand more employees as he works to sell cars there from 7 excuse me, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. He will need an inspection from the fire department, and once he has that, he can get his license and open up there at 519 Quincy Ave. So that did conclude the agenda items and other business. We had update Board of License Commissioners policy applicable to taxis and other vehicles for hire, effective immediately. All new license to drive a taxi in the city of Quincy shall be obtained from the Quincy Chief of Police at the cost of $35. This license will expire 2 years after date of issue. So this is to reinstate the $35 fee for new licenses to drive a taxi in the city of Quincy. And that went through 5-0. So
Right.
we
What was the
took it
previous
away.
policy?
We waived the fee during the COVID time, and
Okay.
this is now to reinstate the $35 fee for new licenses to drive a taxi in the city of Quincy.
And that
And
comes right from the police chief? Okay.
yes. And our next hearing will be March 26th.
Wow. Yeah, it's really, even this month seems to be going quickly.
Certainly does. And you know what? I'm okay with that because
Yeah.
March isn't my favorite month.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree, myself included.
Yeah. Little cold, little windy. Ready for
Exactly.
spring. Ready for spring.
Yes. To that end, it's getting to be dog license renewal time, right?
That's right. Yes. We are now going to be accepting in person licenses here at City Hall starting March 18th. You can come up and register your dog. Please have proof of rabies. If you don't have that information, certainly your vet does, or you can call our office. If the dog has previously been registered here in the city, we have that information, and you can call our office at 617-376-1135, 1136. Also, on April 6th, Saturday, from 10 to 1, we'll have our rabies clinic down at 1 Marymount Parkway at the Parks Department, Park and Rec. You can go there and register your dog and get your dog shot. $10 for the shot, $10 for the license, and that is cash or check. Cards went in the mail today to remind people to re-register your dog. There's a 3 year and a 1 year rabies shot available. And again, that is available coming up Monday the 18th. Think anything else? If your dog is under the age of 6 months, they do not have to be registered, but any dog over the age of 6 months needs to be registered in our city. We do know a lot of people got new dogs during COVID, and it's now time to register those dogs. It's so important for if your dog gets lost or we do have the tag numbers, and if somebody finds your dog, they can certainly call us here. If your dog goes to the shelter, gets dropped off there for, by someone who finds your dog, we can certainly, reach back to you and let you know that your dog is at the shelter or wherever your dog may be. And it's so important, just in case, your dog gets in a fight with another dog, if we can reassure that the dog has had their rabies shot.
So what responsible dog owners need to do, absolutely. So good work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's so important, and it is matter.
That too. A
We
law,
don't
yeah.
want you to get fined. So.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, very good. How did the election go, Nikki, with the changes to the polling places?
Good. We haven't gotten any, bad feedback back. So that was great. Going into the cafeterias as opposed to being in some of the gyms. Over this summer, we will work on Wollaston School, for instance. They're still having issues with the electrical there in the gym. It does seem like the best place to have it because they have gym and cafeteria in there. So, but if we can maybe help them out with their electrical issues in the gym, we'll work on that. But the lighting at Broad Meadows and the lighting at Point Webster were helpful. And I can see going forward, the changes are positive. September primary, we will offer early voting, vote by mail, and vote in person for the 31 precincts in our city. And then, November. And that should be, 2 weeks of early voting. So, and vote by mail. We'll be busy. We'll be looking at everything, trying to make it as easy for people to accommodate people the best way that we can. Anyone can put in an application for a vote by mail application at any time throughout the year. You can register to vote, anytime now until a week, 10 days before the September election. And again, we'll have notices out as we get closer to that. But be mindful that the election is September 3rd,
Day after
and
Labor Day, yeah.
right, the day after Labor Day. So just to keep up, mindful of that because, the summer comes and you're thinking about the holiday and then boom, it's election day. So we don't want anyone to be caught off guard there. So we do our very best here at the election office to make sure that everybody's accommodated. And if you have any questions, you can certainly call our office, 617-376-1144-4342.
Always good to talk to you, Nikki. Appreciate the update.
Okay, take care.